The District of Souk is updating its zoning bylaws to comply with provincial legislation requiring municipalities to allow small-scale multi-unit housing on single-family lots. Souk Council introduced a zoning bylaw amendment permitting 3 to 4 housing units per lot in areas previously zoned for single-family homes or duplexes. The move follows a January 16 warning from Housing Minister Ravi Kalone, who gave the district 30 days to align with Bill 44 or face a ministerial order enforcing compliance. Mayor Maha Tate expressed frustration with the directive, calling it a jagged pill to swallow. The issue returned to council on February 18. "I'm severely disappointed in this approach," Tate said, adding that the province had made no effort to collaborate with Souk on the matter. In December, Souk MLA Dana Layuines pledged to work with the council and the provincial government to resolve the impasse over Bill 44 compliance. While the bylaw changes may increase housing density, Souk faces significant infrastructure challenges. Highway 14, the district's main route in and out, already experiences heavy congestion. Additional housing could worsen traffic, making commuting even more difficult. Local roads may also need upgrades to handle higher vehicle volumes, improve emergency response times, and enhance pedestrian safety. Beyond transportation concerns, Souk's water supply and wastewater treatment systems could struggle to support population growth. The district relies on the Souk Lake Reservoir, managed by the Capital Regional District, and a significant housing expansion may strain existing resources. Wastewater treatment capacity may also need expansion to meet rising demand. Increased population density could put pressure on emergency services, healthcare facilities, and schools. Fire, police, and medical services may require additional resources, while schools, parks, and recreation facilities could face overcrowding. Souk Council previously requested a 5-year extension to allow infrastructure to catch up with growth, but the province denied the request. Despite the province's assurances that housing developments under Bill 44 will roll out gradually, municipalities like Souk have asked for financial assistance to manage the strain on infrastructure. Tate said the district was warned by the ministry that it would be ineligible for provincial grants if its zoning bylaw remained outdated. Kaun Al Beddoes, a vocal critic of Bill 44, strongly opposed the legislation, calling it harmful to the community. "We've led the way for housing starts, and all of a sudden, we get hit with this draconian Bill 44, with no consultation. It just irritates me," he said. However, councillors Jeff Bateman and Tony Street Pierre argued that the district had no choice but to comply. "This is our final chance to decide how we want to implement our local laws. If we don't, they, the province, will do it for us," Street Pierre said. Other municipalities also face compliance deadlines. A provincial update on Bill 44 shows that West Vancouver, which rejected the required bylaw amendments, has received a 30-day non-compliance notice. The township of Langley and the Mount Waddington Regional District, 2 of 15 communities that requested an extension, were denied and must comply within 90 days.